Welcome to Let's Talk For Real, a podcast where we talk about real things, real views, real opinions, and on general basis, it's a real talk.
Well, finally we're back.
Yes.
Sorry, we have been gone for about over a month. I mean, it's been hectic with work, technical issues, something very exciting for to say at the end of the podcast. That's why we've been not being uploading over a month, so yeah.
And to finish what I was saying, as you guys might know or may not know by now, in case you're new, welcome to the channel. Mm-hmm. Hosted by myself, Christopher Mattox, co-host Hannah Robson.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
And as I just said, we do all the things I just said like a few seconds ago. And I'm going to open up with the funny joke. Now, I don't know if I've done it the last week. We haven't really checked. We sort of just done this literally before we started this.
Okay.
I found a pretty funny one. Anyone who's like a maths nerd or just knows a little bit of maths will find it funny.
Okay.
Did you hear about a mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
No.
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
He stopped what?
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
Oh, God's sake.
But do you get it though? Because if you avoid negative numbers, minus minus makes
Minus minus makes
Minus 2 plus minus 2 equals
minus
0. Two negatives make a positive. Come on, guys, help her out in the comments. You should know this.
Remember,
it's easy, mouse.
She had tried in high school then.
Shout out to Strongbow Darkfruit. Mwah, one of the best. So, we've got a bunch of topics in my head that we're going to talk about. But before we do what we normally do, we will explain a bit more detail why we've been gone. As Hannah said, like work, personal life, and technical issues. Speaking of the technical issues, I'm going to start with that one. We were, as you guys probably know, like regulars that listen to us. We were having trouble with the audio, not the camera side. The camera side was actually as good as it's always been.
Yeah.
But audio, I was using Audacy at first. Then I found another one. I thought that one was good. And then that one failed. So now we are using, for the first time, drum roll please.
Until
I find the thing. We are using Ocean Audio.
Ocean.
Shout out to them. I have no idea who they are.
Ocean Audio.
As long as they work, then I'm happy with them. Pretty much. So we're hoping that side is sorted. Brilliant. Great. Second thing, like I said, work issues. Just work has been hectic, really, especially this time of year as well, coming up to Christmas. Like, just pretty much no one has a knife. Just work. Once you're at work, pretty much all the time, literally. So, yeah. And with all that as well, I myself was actually on holiday recently. I went to Berlin. Brilliant time. I would anyone who wants, I think Berlin has anything that you want, to be honest with you. If you want just a nice relaxing getaway, you could go Berlin. If you want party getaway, you could definitely go to Berlin. Culture wise, you can go Berlin. Because it's got all the stuff with the wall and other history stuff that I can't be bothered to go through. Man, it has anything. And it's like, and some of the things are quite similar to London as well. Like they have the Berlin Dungeon, we have the London Dungeon. They have that Berlin Aquarium, we have the London Aquarium. They have quite a lot of similar stuff, to be honest with you.
They've got their own zoo, but we've got our own zoo, but they have, you said, more animal varieties.
Yeah, better. They've got a panda there, fam.
A panda.
A panda, apparently, fam.
A panda, that could be transported all the way from
China, fam.
Yeah.
Matches my yin-yang tattoo, fam. You get me? Yin-yang was everywhere. Like, everywhere I saw, there was, like, at least one yin-yang, like
symbol.
Yeah, somewhere. And also, there was. Oh, I'm trying to think now. You know what? Just find out for yourselves, isn't it? Simple as.
Yeah.
And final last announcement. Now, I want to be quiet about this because my mother does not know about this yet, so... And she could be watching, so on second thoughts...
No,
by the time this is uploaded... Yeah, I'm gonna say this first before I get to the announcements.
Okay.
We are uploading now, due to our schedules and especially this time period, once a month. It's so much easier for me. Just Hannah doesn't really do the editing, it's me. But it's easier because I can focus more on editing, try and make it just a bit better. I'm going to try and work on the new intro as well. I mean, I like it, but could be better. Or maybe a new outro. One of the two would be changed, if not both.
Mm-hmm.
Going to try and work on that.
So only once a month, you said?
Once a month.
Yeah, that could work out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's going to be the first Wednesday
of the month.
Are you writing this down? I see you. Make sure you write this down, you know. Don't just be listening and going, yeah, whatever. I see you there. Make sure you write this down. And
go,
I know
go
no
on your
one...
calendar, whatever's in your room, and just go once a month.
And I know no one writes things down these days, but ever since having a note phone, it's so much easier, okay? But you can just type it on your phone, make a memo to whatever it is you millennials or boomers or zoomers do these days.
Mm-hmm.
First Wednesday of every month, guaranteed, fam. Guaranteed you will have content
mm-hmm.
for you to feast on, okay? Because
oh,
yeah. I know we've been gone, but I've been thinking about, like, what's the best schedule we can have for a guaranteed content first of every month, first Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's the first of the month, the second, whatever, it's going to be the first Wednesday, guaranteed. And now, so this will be uploaded.
Today's Sunday the 24th.
So I'm going to upload this next month, which will be December. And I'm trying to think ahead, as I usually do. I did have it earlier. On the 4th of Wednesday, 5 days after that, it will be Hannah's birthday.
Yep.
The day before that, it will be my birthday. And the day before mine, I think, is Deji's, right?
Deji,
9th
of
December. Which is mad if you think about it.
It is mad.
So for Hannah, on my birthday, and I need to check my holidays, but my birthday, I think I'm working. But on Hannah's, she has the day off. So...
I booked it off because...
Oh, yeah, you booked it off.
I had to book it off. Passing it off.
But, so what I've done, I've treated myself and Hannah and a good friend of mine, shout out Jay, to the Arsenal tour. The VIP one, I think. There was like
was
three.
It Legends one? We got a Legends
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. It was Legends. One, so the VIP was like 200 something.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh my God.
There was like a normal one of Legends one, which was only like a bit more, and VIP one, which was like mad. If you're like a very passionate Arsenal fan and you're in London for the week or whatever, then you could do that one, innit?
Oh, yeah, that's probably good.
But for me, Legends is enough. The three Legends that are available, I have no idea who they are, not gonna lie.
The thing is that we picked one of them, but I forgot who.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the whole point. If it was someone like Ray Palmer or Ian Wright or freaking Dennis Bergkamp or Patrick
Vieira, because he's in the jungle, isn't he?
And he's doing well, and hopefully he's winning. Yeah. And hopefully by the time this is uploaded, he's still in now.
Yep.
And so yeah, on to the announcement. I do plan to tell my mum this on either my birthday or your birthday, by the way.
Okay. I think my birthday is best because I want
to
be
all mine, because this will be uploaded on the 4th. So I'm hoping she hasn't watched it by then. If so, surprise.
Oh, gosh, surprise.
We are moving out in January. I'm trying to whisper now so my mum doesn't quite hear us.
In January.
Sometime. We don't have an exact date.
We don't have an exact date. I mean, by the time...
That's why I'm thinking this episode will be maybe the last one you'll see us in here.
In this bedroom.
If not, then I might like pre-record one here
and
upload it for the January month. Maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm. We might do a... Depends how things go. We might do a small flat pool. Depends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to obviously be unfurnished. I mean, we're possibly...
It's furnished.
Yeah,
that's why I told her. She's furnishing it for us.
Oh.
But, So we're not going to say where, because I don't want my details going out to the public, of course.
No.
So yeah, we will be moving out. Temporary though. I'm looking to stay there for like a year or so.
Yeah, maximum no, 2 years, no more.
No, maximum 1 year, no
You're
more.
Yeah,
be serious. Okay. But, yeah. So yeah, surprise, moving out. And hopefully by the time we move out, we will have certain something as well set up in mind. You know what it is, but I don't want you saying it for spoiling it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you guys have that to look forward to, and hopefully when we do go to the new place, and I'm hoping this picks me up quite well. In fact, I'm gonna hold this. Oh, bit of a spike. Hopefully the new place does go well, and we'll have a much better setup, more privacy.
Yes, thank God. We're young adults. We deserve privacy. Come on.
And no annoying neighbours to annoy my girlfriend when I'm at work.
Seriously, the last time we were here, I'm getting peace of my mind.
But not honestly, I'm actually.
Says like on my birthday, literally on Christmas, we're gonna have a double celebration. We're moving out, and it's Christmas. Double up, what?
But yeah, I do plan. I was gonna tell you, but I might as well tell you on the podcast. I do plan to tell her on like either my birthday or your birthday.
I think she might not even watch this on YouTube. So
hopefully not. Hopefully not. So yeah, because of the whole movie situation, it might make our upload a bit dodgy, unless I pre-record one, like we're doing now, mm-hmm. essentially.
I think it'd be better to pre-record one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan. We're going to pre-record one in December.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's that. And as you can see from the title, KSI won the fight.
Yes.
I know we're quite late to be reacting to this.
I know.
And for obvious reasons, we're not literally going to just stand here and react to it, because we're going to get copyright.
Uh-huh.
Unless, of course, I wear my glasses and watch a live stream, and you can see the reflection of my glasses. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I'm like, what the hell?
Like, so many people get banned, striked on Twitch. Twitch. What's it called?
Twitch,
whatever it's called, this streaming service. And this guy, you know what, even KSI said, you know what, you just have to respect him and hand it to him, because he was watching it on his glasses, the reflection on his glasses, you could watch the fight like that.
Yeah, but you have to
that's
be like...
That's mad. Yeah, of course, you have to concentrate, and he has to not sneeze or move his head or whatever.
Oh,
bugger. Oh, I just missed a knockout. There was no knockout, but that's mad.
No, there nearly was one, I think.
Yeah, no good pull. Nearly knocked KSI out with two illegal moves, one in the headlock, and then two hitting him while he was in the headlock. So that was a third illegal move while he was falling down, back in the head. Illegal,
even
2 points
like,
gone.
Deducted, and that's probably what won him the match. But if everything kept like the same, it would be a draw again. They'll be like, "What the hell?" You know what I mean? And
Logan Paul was like, "Oh, this is unfair. What those 2 points put on? This is."
And he's saying it's like fixed. He goes, "What's 7 times 8? Was it?
Yeah.
What's 7 times 8 and 56?"
And what was KSI's score?
56. And he's probably that's fixed. Oh my god! But he said it straight away. He could have said any number, like, "What's 6 times 6?" You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course. But still, it's just mad how it just works out that way. But like as I said, he let his boxer do the talking for him.
So
KSI won that by majority split decision, and he even said if he had just stayed down, they would have just cancelled the whole thing and said, "Yeah, no, don't pull your what was it called? You're disqualified." Because if KSI had not moved, he would have been disqualified. Because it was illegal, because no, I could carry on, innit? And moving on to boxing, Hannah probably has a little rant. DPD, you want to give a little shout out to them?
Whoever
you got your
from...
new phone today?
Yeah, finally.
S10 Plus.
Oh my god, I mean, you can't see it.
Not 5G, just a normal one.
It's just a normal, it's just a normal, like, it's all screen, that's my case. Shout out to Simon. Obviously, for a lovely pop socket, thank you so much. I mean, oh my god.
Shout out, Plushy. My one's better, got a fully customizable pop socket. with the One Piece logo and Irish flag in background.
So yeah. What, you want me to rate DVD?
Yes.
I rate DVD 2 out of 10 because most of the time we have the same guy deliver to address and then he goes to
some... But that's one
some...
guy. You can't blame a whole company based on one guy.
Maybe other people do it. Go to a bloody industrial site which doesn't look like a bloody fucking housing estate. I mean, oh my god, even this guy this morning, he came about 9. I was like still in bed like half an hour before. And I was just like, oh, he's coming. And then he knew... straight away, that guy was wrong, and he knew straight away where to come. He goes, oh, this doesn't look like a house of the state. The other guy, not this one.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't English, but he knew what he was doing. I'm thinking, oh, thank God. Literally. No. So, yeah, whoever orders online stuff, like, for example, Samsung or something, it goes straight through to DVD. Be extra vigilant, because they might end up in fucking space with your parcel. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, they put my calling card somewhere where my fucking details are. I don't want people to know my bloody details, and I put it random in some industrial estate, and I didn't want that. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the last time I'll be ordering from that fucking service. So.
Yeah, but we have to, whatever we order, I think it's over 500, yeah, goes to DPD for extra protection.
My ass. Look at. Anyway, what are you trying to do?
Just clean my phone.
What are you trying to do?
So, yeah. Hannah would not recommend you use the services
DVD,
of
no.
DVD.
Try and make orders under 300, yeah? I mean, we're definitely... Well, when it comes to, like, nice table, I could get one for a nice fold-up one. You know, you can get round
fold-up. Or you could just
ones.
Go to IKEA and build one yourself.
Yes, well, you could just go to IKEA and build one yourself and then start swearing at the instructions in Swedish. Swedish, yeah. No, it's in Swedish, not German, I think. So yeah, no, even in IKEA I can go somewhere else and get something decent for under 150.
Mm.
Think about it. I mean, tables, these, an average table would cost about ridiculous, like over 300 or 400. I'm like, I'm not paying that stupid amount, you know what I mean?
Hello.
So yeah.
And next subject, I want to talk about AFTV, Arsenal Fan TV. For those of you that don't know what this is, it's where you've been living, first of all. Like, they're one of the biggest sporting channels out there.
Yep, 1 million subscribers.
Yep, over that now.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 1 million subscribers. They're the biggest football fan channel.
Yeah.
Football fan channel is what they are. And they're the biggest. They represent... Okay, I'll reuse my words carefully. They do not represent Arsenal in any way. They are not affiliated with Arsenal in any way whatsoever.
Yep.
It's just a bunch of fans who voice their opinions. That's all it is.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've heard, but lately the media are having a go at the fans and saying that the recent performances are all down to the fans. Troops specifically, they've been having a go at, saying, oh, he shouldn't be... Aubameyang should have been liking Troops' post about saying Emery out and all this stuff. It causes toxicity in the dressing room, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, listen, the players to do what they want, first of all. The fans, you're telling the fans to shut up and not voice their opinions. Are you mad?
Mm.
Are you actually having enough?
I mean, maybe because even when the players... do like one of the fans post. I mean, I think it says something like, obviously the players want him out as well, you think about it.
Of course.
But
that's what
it's
says.
His freedom of doing it. I mean,
that's what it says to me. But
it's his freedom, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't always go.
But so they've made a video quite a while ago now, but it was to do with men's mental depression, mental health depression. I don't know how you try to say it, but yeah.
Mental health issues, like in general. Yeah.
And they did make quite a lot of good points. I recommend you guys watch it because I'm only going best off memory here. But they were saying stuff like, with men specifically, they don't get as much help as women.
Mm.
And I think that's true, to be honest with you.
Because it's not, they think all men are strong, they can do everything. They don't.
Yeah, and men are
very
good when it comes to hiding emotions as well.
No.
And that's why Claude specifically, he spoke a lot about himself in that video.
Yeah.
And he was saying what helps him get through it is AFTV, Arts for Fan TV.
Mm.
Helps him a lot. It helps him like get out that, helps him express himself a bit more, gets him out that state, you know? And yeah, I think myself, to be honest, like, they do need to help the men more, because women, yeah, they're very emotional, they get all the help, they share all their emotions, blah, 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 but men, like, they don't. They don't really, they have to do it themselves most of the time, because they keep it to themselves, to be honest. But yeah, I recommend you guys definitely go check that one out. It's a really good video. Not as in, like, wow, this is amazing. I mean, like, really good, and if you want to learn more about it, stuff like that.
Mm.
But, yeah, what else was she going to talk about? If you can remember.
So, we're done.
The mental health for AFTV.
Okay.
KSI 5s.
Okay, yep. And, was about what's happening with Brexit?
That's for what's happening, isn't it?
Oh, what's happening, yeah.
We'll do that now anyway. We normally do it halfway through the show.
I think that's what first came to my mind about the Brexit and the election.
While Hannah gets on her phone for more what's happening news, another reason why we were delayed, because I did plan to upload on after like the 31st of October, because I was expecting Brexit to officially happen. Stupid me. I thought they'd actually keep their word for once. So I was like, all right, here's what we'll do. After Brexit, we're going to talk about Brexit, blah, blah, blah. Well, as usual, they don't keep their word, and Brexit is still, well, a gossip around the corner. But there is an upcoming vote coming the day after Hannah's birthday, the 12th.
12th of December.
Yep, please.
So will you be voting Tory, Labour, Liberal Democrats, Green Party, blah, blah, blah? I just wish everyone would definitely vote for Labour, because no one would have a brain voting for Tory. Because me, if you're voting for Tory, you're practically going to destroy the NHS, and we're all going to die and not afford bloody medication. I mean, if it weren't for the NHS, I would be dead by now, to be honest. I would be bloody dead.
Andy,
so vote Labour.
Yeah. But that seriously, another reason as well, you need to vote Labour, because like, they help students. If you're a student, they're going to help you with like loans and stuff like that. And my main reason is a simple one, to be honest with you. They're the only ones who have enough power, enough know-how, enough clout, if you will, to stop Conservative. Okay, Nib Dem, yeah, they're getting better than what they used to be.
They say they want to legalise cannabis. I mean, if they want to, they have to know there's should be
medical benefits.
Medical benefits. There should be boundaries, like people who really need it and are suffering like long term. I mean, if someone's like, oh, I've got a severe migraine, blah blah blah, I take painkillers that don't work. And then if they smoke this cannabis and it helps them a lot, that says a lot, like, get a lot of benefit from it, you know what I mean? That could probably totally wipe you out and make you feel relaxed, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
But then if you don't smoke it anymore, you're going to go back to square one. So, to me, it's not, only short term, it's going to help. If you think about it.
If you take it plenty of times throughout the days, it will help.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have a schedule, you know what I mean?
Anyway, so, yeah. On to what's happening. Tell us, what is happening, especially with
Brexit?
What
is happening? I mean, Brexit, apparently it was meant to be happening on the 31st of October, but then has been extended again to...
For how many times now?
January. I forgot what day in January.
Okay, January, Google. Yeah, let's test my phone. Let's see if my phone even knows when Brexit is happening. Okay, Google. When will Brexit happen?
Here's a matching video.
Just a video. It doesn't even know. It doesn't go like, oh, boom, 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 boom.
Okay, Google. I think my phone's myself, yeah. Okay, Google.
Yeah, you haven't set it up yet.
I know, you just...
You did get it.
Hold on. Turn on six.
Oh, for God. What do you want to ask, yes?
Hold on. When will Brexit happen?
My phone's just said the same.
Sorry, which app?
It hasn't yet. You need to set it up. You haven't set it up yet.
Okay.
Don't set it up during the podcast. Do it later. For crying out now. Do people do it? Especially the people listening. They're going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Okay,
Hannah is trying to set up her phone while doing a podcast. Are you serious?
No, it's only Google stuff. Anyway, I'll keep in my news. So yeah, breakfast meant to happen January. Yeah, I think end of January. Or sometime, I don't know. So yeah, I think, like, I've heard the Queen said, like, oh, if you don't get this sorted, I can potentially sack him. Well, you could have sacked him before, you know what I mean?
Mm.
The Queen has the power to do that. But obviously, no, she can't be asked. I mean, no one else has the power apart from her, I guess. I mean,
I don't know. Maybe Parliament? I don't know.
Apparently, they had to, what's it called with Parliament? They shut down. I don't know, not shut down.
I don't know what's happening to me. One stage they were shut down, then they weren't, then they are.
Then they reopened. Now Boris Johnson's going to say, can I open the Parliament, please? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And she's going to be, are you joking?
No. I don't know. It's a mess. It's a mess right now, honestly.
So yeah, this is apparently breaking news. Shall I read about this?
Go on. Okay. Tell us the breaking news.
Tory manifesto vows 50,000 more NHS nurses. Now, good luck with that. The Tory manifesto has pleaded to recruit 50,000 more nurses for the NHS and to ensure 50 million more GP surgery appointments annually.
Well, now, they just said they're going to...
Yeah, but they say that and they talk bullshit and it doesn't happen. Yeah, well,
what's it called? The other one.
Yeah, Labour.
Yeah, but they do sometimes as well.
I've never been a Tory person in my life. So, yeah, let me carry on reading. Hold on. Right, Boris Johnson set to out a 6-point plan for more police, new immigration controls, climate change action, and funding for schools and science.
They're just saying that to sound.
Or come vote for us, and we do this. A few months climate later, change. We haven't got the money to do this. Off you,
yeah. I remember during the what was it called? The votes for Brexit itself, yeah.
Hmm.
And Boris had such a wonderful van that said, all the money, I think it was like
50 million goes towards the NHS. I'm thinking, we don't even know where that money's coming from. I doubt even
1 million has gone to the NHS, to be honest.
No, I don't think it has, because there's one hospital, I forgot where, and they're literally struggling. They need people in the corridors in beds. I literally been treated because there's no bloody room, and like that's disgusting. I thought North Mid was bloody worse. You know what I mean? Literally, I tell you that hospital will get worse by year. It needs to like get sorted.
And something else as well that I was reading on Facebook. They're trying to not make cancel
what?
GP home appointments, so the doctor can come to your home. See if you can't.
Basically, if you're housebound or you're
too fat to move.
Oh yeah, you're too fat to move. You can have a doctor come to you. I think they're trying. I don't know where they're trying to stop that for, but come on. Obviously, they're trying to get people out and about, isn't it?
Yeah, but to be honest, it can waste a bit of money. To be fair,
oh yeah, it can.
Like
actually, yeah.
People could just be abusing that so much.
Mm.
But, yeah, that's one thing. Another one is, if you just give me a moment. Oh, yeah, there was this thing that happened in Brighton, was this? Brighton. This morning?
What?
Huh?
Was it Brighton or did you say Birmingham?
Let me double check, it's on
you
here.
You tell me Birmingham.
It was, drum roll, Birmingham. Yeah, so there were these... I forget how many, but...
So, there's a bunch of teenagers about to a machete brawl at a cinema. I'm thinking, machete brawl.
And a 13-year-old girl was arrested.
Now, this is a girl, not a boy or a teenager.
Doesn't matter. It's still a 13-year-old kid with a machete, which is disgusting.
So if I did that when I was 13, I would have been arrested just like that. Like.
And Hong Kong is still, well... having their troubles, shall we say.
Riots, I mean, they're big riots, I mean...
You think it's bad here, you ain't seen Hong Kong yet.
I think, because Hong Kong is big, because they take things more seriously. I think, what the hell.
Another thing as well, Tories are foul to do, is they're going to...
Keep hospital parking fees.
Yes. Don't worry, we'll make sure you get paid. You'll have to pay to park in hospitals. I'll be sure of it. It's a mess, honestly.
I mean, when it comes to parking... Imagine if someone never had the money for parking. But I'm bugging this. I'm pay for parking. You might have to get away with it anyway.
Of course. In fact, let me try something.
What was that about Tom Hanks?
Tell me about Brexit.
According to Wikipedia, Brexit is the withdrawal of the United Kingdom from the European Union.
Oh, okay.
Is that all you have to say? Is that all you know? I bet that's all you know.
I even told Google, are you part of the MI5 or MI6? They were like, oh.
I remember the thing with Anetsa, when you asked it, that it just shuts down.
You, oh my god, it is.
I love how I'm on some sort of website and it's like, okay, there's 0 days, 0 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds to Brexit.
Oh yeah, it's meant to happen on the 29th of March this year. That's disgusting.
How many times have they delayed it? This is the original date.
They laid it, what, twice in a row now?
I think more. I think 3 times. That's so bad. Oh god. I shouldn't be laughing. My country's in a mess. It's so bad. I'm just trying to find more news for us to talk about because there's been so much happening.
I mean, I could be...
Ah, here we go, right. Listen to this short video for 2 minutes.
Britain and the European Union may be in for a messy divorce. Britain's exit, or Brexit, from one of the world's most powerful trading blocs will happen if Brits vote to leave in a national referendum on June 23rd. Polls show the Brexit vote could go either way. So here's how we got to this situation. The camp that wants to leave the EU are the so-called Eurosceptics. They kept the UK from adopting the euro when it was launched in 1999. Nowadays, they're more worried about the surge of immigration. The UK gets about 500 people added to its population every day. Since EU citizens have the freedom to live in any country they choose,
they can't.
Leaving the bloc is the only sure way to stem the flow of people. Arguing to stay in is Prime Minister David Cameron. He negotiated new terms to the UK's EU membership, including some reassurances for London's financial industry and the right to restrict welfare payments to migrants. He says a breakup would be an economic disaster. Europe accounts for nearly half of UK exports. And, he says, a Brexit would create a decade of uncertainty for financial markets, investment, and the wider economy. The debate is whiplashing markets and has sent the pound tumbling. Now, here's the argument. Those pushing for a Brexit say the EU has morphed from a free trade zone into a super state that's eating away at Britain's national sovereignty. The vote will likely come down to 2 issues. The economic risks of an exit versus concern about a flow of immigrants that can't be stopped. Whichever way the vote goes, Britain's long love-hate relationship with the EU will rumble on.
Of course. Hope you guys understood that. I would say one good thing with Brexit, me personally, is because the country's going to become so crap, no one's going to want to come here. House prices are going to go down, which they already have.
They've already gone down.
I've been noticing it quite a lot. They have gone down quite a bit, especially in London. Probably other places as well, but very noticeably for me in London, they are going down right now. So if you, now would be the best time, I think, to get yourself a lovely...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for us, we only can afford to rent.
But, like, I would say, if you can, right now, hop on the property ladder, because it is going down, boys.
I mean,
going down.
Obviously, where we are, obviously, we would have stayed temporary. But when we were able to move out and get our own place, we could either go, because we're both with Barclays. It says they, well, we'll be able to help you get buy a home, blah, 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 invest in this and that. I'm thinking, okay, so I could potentially go to Barclays. So right, I live in this place, I'm renting, but I want to get my own place. I want to, you know,
of course,
I want to take out a mortgage. So I'm like, oh, how old are you? I'm like, I'm only 23. I'm only 23 at the time. They're like, crikey, you're young. I'm like, yeah, I know. Because they'll say, right, how many hours a week are you working, blah blah, how much are you intake, blah, oh my god, how much money they're trying to take off me. I'm going to survive.
No. Right, so on to what's the score. I'm going to talk a bit about football news before we actually get into our predictions and stuff like that.
Yep.
This is quite fresh for us, but by the time we've uploaded this, it would have settled in by now. But Mourinho, Jose Mourinho,
has gone to Spurs.
Shite heart, Nane.
I mean, he's done well for the first time game with him.
Well,
3-2. Was it 3-2?
It was 3-2.
Okay, that was close, yeah.
Quite
close. Just won, yeah.
But that's their first away victory in 2019. So
that's because of Mourinho. They're bloody lucky. But the thing is, he could just be like,
I predicted with my mum's boyfriend, I said it'd probably be like maybe a 1-0, you know, like a classic Mourinho score, innit? But even he can't sort out their problems with regards to defence right now. But listen, I take Spurs' defence over Arsenal's defence any day right now. This is quite fresh for me. It was yesterday. Arsenal lost, sorry, drew, but it basically is a loss.
They
drew 2-2 to Southampton, second bottom on the
league. That's absolutely embarrassing, I think.
And
makes me.
Their next game, apart from Europa League, let's just ignore that because I don't even care anymore about Europa League. The second game after Europa League is Norwich. The only other team who are worse than Southampton.
Yeah, I bet they're going to win.
If they win,
I tell you, if Arsenal going to win, I'd be like, go Arsenal. If Norwich win, I'd be like, no, Norwich. They'd be like, what the fuck? She don't do things.
But, they are the worst team right now in the Premier League, which I did predict, by the way. I did say they'd be rock bottom. So
I think they've gone up one.
No, they're rock bottom.
They're rock bottom, but they've gone up one. Instead of 20, they were 19.
Yeah, but maybe because Southampton drew now, they got a point, they're going to be seconds anyway.
Yeah.
They are rock bottom as it stands. And, well, if Arsenal, they are away, by the way. Arsenal are away, Norwich home. So, yeah. At the current time of 3:22 PM on Sunday the 24th, Emery is still manager. Knows how he is, because if I was that bored right now, I would have sacked him after that I would have sacked him after Baku, after that disgrace of a final. I would have sacked him down.
That was embarrassing.
Huh?
That was embarrassing.
Completely embarrassing. That's the worst final I've ever seen Arsenal in. And that was worse than the Man City final in the Carabao Cup. Do you remember how they got beaten there?
Yeah.
And then I played them again the next game in the Premier League and got battered again. It was worse than that, to be honest with you. But, if Emery still has a job at this stage against Norwich, I'm going to do my predictions now anyway. So let's get straight on to them. Obviously, we're going to start off with the Arsenal one. If you just give us a second. Here we go. So, obviously, Arsenal away, Norwich home. With Emery being manager still at this stage, predictions?
I'm going to be really, really realistic here.
Go on, be very, very
2-1.
Realistic.
2-1 to Norwich. Because Arsenal are that shit right now, I tell you.
I said no swearing.
Sorry.
You can say Arsenal are that poo right now.
Well, at least you're going to beep out. Me.
Huh?
At least you're going to beep out, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Me saying shit.
Oh, for God. I'm not. Because I don't know. I might do, I don't know. But
oh, come on.
I was thinking the same result, to be honest. But
if it came to like very last minute 3-2, I'd give credit to Arsenal really if it's last minute. But I want it 1-2. It's going to be 2-1, I think.
I 2-0. I don't even think Arsenal was actually they do. They sometimes score if it's especially so hard. Just, I don't want to copy you.
Do what you wish. I mean, come on, do what you wish.
And I don't even want to bet against my...
I have to go outside. I don't want to go outside.
I don't even want to bet against my team, to be quite honest with you,
either. No, I'm being realistic. It's not about me.
22. I will say, if Emery is still the manager by the time of this uploading, I will agree with Hannah. If it's any other manager, I don't even care who.
Ace, it's a good one.
I'm going to say 2-1 for Arsenal. So I'm going to stick with Hannah's 2-1. I think it will be, to be honest. Unfortunately, against us.
Oh, don't you write this down?
Yeah.
It saves time.
Make,
okay.
Yeah. Saves me doing this later.
All right, let me just get my notes up.
I unfortunately think at the...
Hold on.
Arsenal versus Norwich, who are the trappiest team in the league, Arsenal didn't lose. That is the stage we are at right now, which is mad.
So, it was Norwich
versus Arsenal.
Oh, sugar. What the hell?
2-1.
Right. So we say
just do 2-1. That's it. 2-1 both.
Oh, I'm gonna do it nice and neatly because I'm gonna be like,
we don't have time to be nice and neatly.
Right, say the next one then. I'm ready.
So the next one is Man U at home, Tottenham away.
So
Mourinho derby as well. That would be Mourinho's first match against Man U since they sacked him.
Versus
Tottenham.
Tottenham
away. Predictions for that?
Okay, this could be interesting. I think... Who does Man U have now as manager? I forgot.
Ole Solskjaer, if that's how you pronounce it.
What is he like as a manager?
Well, Man U are getting better now. They were crap, very trapped
on
one stage.
Yeah, I mean, have they won their last game or not?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to that.
I wish I was, because I'll be like, because that's Tottenham's doing quite slightly better since Pochettino left.
Well, I'm going to go first. 2-2.
2-2. Oh, as it's, as it's Mourinho now, I'm going to... Alright, you saying 2-2.
I'm saying 2-2. I don't think Man U are going to win, but I don't think Tottenham are going to lose with Mourinho
there.
Okay,
I think I'd say... I'd say 3-2 to Tottenham.
Okay, done.
3-2, yeah.
Right, the next game and final game we are going to get on to is a derby, or derby, however you say it.
Uh-huh.
Liverpool versus Everton.
Okay.
Now, as much as Liverpool fans want to say, oh, but Man U's are real derby game. No, your actual derby game is Everton.
Yeah, Everton. Yes. As you know, obviously, Liverpool going to win, so...
Yeah, listen, we're both going to agree with that
so
one.
So, I think I'll go for... I have so many predictions in my head. One said 3-0 to Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one says, like, 4-1.
Because... I was thinking 4-1.
I was thinking 4-1. One said 4-1, one said 3-0. But... How Liverpool that good? I'm going to say 3-0.
I think enough.
I might say 3-0.
I'm going bold. I'm going 4-0. Actually, no. I'm going 2-0 Liverpool. Just lately against Everton, they have been quite crap. I remember recently watching one of their matches
so
and it was so boring.
2-0 to Liverpool, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going 2-0.
Uh-huh.
I know Everton are quite crap right now, but
yeah.
Liverpool have been quite... So, poor against them in recent times.
So that's why I'm saying 3-0.
And oh no,
what is that? It
no, I'm talking poo.
So what,
take away the Arsenal?
It's Southampton, you
no
blue
it's
bugger.
Brighton. Norwich are facing Southampton. I'm going to close because the Norwich game is coming up soon. Take away the Norwich.
What, Norwich versus Arsenal?
Yeah, Arsenal at home against Brighton. Talking, you can leave that on anyway.
I'll leave that on, okay. But I'll put the other one, says Norwich against Brighton, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Bit rusty.
Oh, God's sake.
Arsenal versus Brighton.
Norwich versus Brighton?
No, Arsenal versus Brighton.
Oh, Arsenal versus Brighton.
Forget Norwich for now. Norwich are done.
Oh, Arsenal versus Brighton.
Arsenal at home versus Brighton
really
away.
Okay.
And I think...
Oh my God. Remember the last time?
Arsenal at what?
The last game we had against Brighton.
What was it?
I forgot, but it's so embarrassing. Like, it was a solid score for them and zero for us.
Okay,
that's
Google.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, Google.
I think.
last Arsenal game against Brighton?
On the 5th of May, Arsenal drew against Brighton 1-1.
I was thinking that as well. Make it 1-1. 1-1 for me. Do it.
Okay.
Because Arsenal are trap right now, even at home. And they've gotten worse since that result, so 1-1. Oh. Mrs. Robson, what is your prediction?
I was thinking of a draw as well.
Okay, so 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, 5-5, what?
Oh, it's just a 5-5?
Five, five?
No, I'm going to go for a 2-2, actually.
Come on, be brave. Go for 5-5.
Oh, piss off.
Would you be happy or sad if it was 5-5?
I'd be like, what the hell? Remember that against Arsenal against... Oh, where, what game was that? Where
we kept Liverpool.
Liverpool, we kept the Carabao Cup. 1-1, 2-2. I think it was going to be close.
I was really happy about that.
I was actually like, whoa, that was that. I want more games like that, and it's pretty much rare.
Yeah.
I
mean,
oh my god.
So what have you done for?
2-2.
Cool.
Yeah. What's the next one?
And go get up our table predictions. We could go through that now. As we
okay, let's save
coming
this.
Up to by the time this is uploaded, we'll be near the halfway point table. Of the season.
So do you want yours or mine first?
Let's do mine first, and okay, I'll go through mine. Here you go. And then we get the table up, see how close we are at the moment.
Oh, I need my brightness up a bit more.
Because I know, I'm sure, at this, as it stands, we're, all of us are quite far off. Right. Right. First, so I'm going to go from... Actually, I'm going to go from bottom to top. Ah, okay, well, you was right about Norwich. From bottom, I said it'd be Norwich at the current time. It is Watford. When did I have Watford on here? I had them in Neverland. Oh my god.
Neverland Watford. Paul Welbeck. Oh, 20th. Oh, fucking hell. Sorry. Oh my god, sorry. I'm so sorry. I try not to phone. Swear.
Just look at it.
Now I'm going to use fingerprint. There you go.
Right. So yeah, for bottom, I said Norwich, but it's Watford at 19th. I said Sheffield United. You'll find out where they are later.
Oh my god.
But it's actually Southampton. 18th, I said. Oh, I was close. I said Southampton were 18th.
Yeah.
So I've got them in bottom three at least. I don't want the bottom three right. 17th, I said Crystal Palace. They're 13th, so. 16th, I said Burnley. You'll find out where they are later. For 15th, I said Brighton. It's actually Everton. 14th. Hey, I've got one exactly right. 14th, I said Newcastle. And it's actually Newcastle. So that's one exactly right so far. And hopefully it stays that way. 13th, I said Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. But it's actually Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
For 12th, I said Aston Villa, but it's Brighton. For 11th, I said Watford, but it's Bournemouth. 10th, I said West Ham, but somehow it's Man U. For 9th, I said Wolves, but somehow it's Tottenham. For 8th, I said Leicester, but somehow it's Sheffield. 1 point behind Arsenal, by the way. For 7th, I said Chelsea, but it's Arsenal. 6th, I said Everton, stupid me. But it's Burnley, who are tied on points with Arsenal.
Oh dear.
5th, I said Man U, but it's Wolves. 4th, I said Tottenham, but it's Chelsea. 3rd, I said Arsenal, stupid me, but it's Man City somehow. 2nd, I said Liverpool, but somehow it's Leicester City. 1st, I said Man City, but somehow it's Liverpool. Now, that's just... I got one right, exactly right, which is... What was it? It was Newcastle at 14th. And that's obviously going to change.
Boy, my one, man.
Okay. This season has been so unpredictable. How are Man City third behind Leicester? Honestly. Matt, what's yours?
Mine are here. Totally.
Yeah, go through yours.
So, I'm going to go from top to bottom, not bottom all to right. top. Okay. So, top I said Man City, but they're bloody third. Second I said Liverpool, but it's quite close. Arsenal 3rd, completely wrong, which is Man City. 4th, I put Man United, and it's Chelsea.
You don't need to say what it is. I've said what they all are. Just say your predictions.
Okay, so Chelsea 6th, Wolves 7th, Leicester City 8th, West Ham 9th, Watford 11th.
Yeah, go on, keep going.
Sorry, Watford 10th, Everton 11th, Bournemouth 12th.
13th. Wait, what did you say for Bournemouth?
12th.
Ah, oh, they were never...
Right, that's close, man. 13th, Newcastle.
Oh, they're 14th.
Crystal Palace 14th.
They're 13th.
Oh my!
Yours are quite close, to be fair.
Yeah. Alright, Brighton 15th. Which is Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burnley 16th, but that's the 6th, which is a joke. It's 10 up. Southampton 17th.
Yeah.
Aston Villa. 18th, Aston Villa.
Close, one off.
Norwich 19 and 20 Sheffield.
Oh, yeah. So many of yours are so close.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you had Sheffield at the very bottom.
I think I did, hold on.
And it's Sheffield right now at 8th.
Oh, no, it's Palos, hold on.
That's mad.
Chris predictions. Football predictions.
Blah, yeah, Palos, we can... When he's next.
Yeah, Sheffield time. Last. Because I thought it would be crap.
Well, they're 8th, so... They're clearly doing something right. That Arsenal are clearly not doing right. And gonna end it with your fun fact.
Yep. Oh, hold on.
And it better be a very fun fact.
Mike,
better get me so excited.
I'm so excited.
This fun fact.
Okay. Did you know lightning strikes the earth 6,000 times every minute? So when you see, like, in general, when you see the flash first, you know what I mean?
What, the TV show?
Not... For God's sake. No! For God's sake.
Yes. When you see the
flash... When you see the lightning first, and then you go, like, 1, 2, 3, and then it's like, okay, it's 3 miles away. Then you know. Because I didn't know that until I was a kid. I was like, oh, wow, it's 3 miles away. Then when you're in Central, it's even louder because you're like 1 mile away from it and it's so like crackly. It's frightening. Someone said lightning struck a pole because it's metal right in front of them. I'm thinking you're like lucky to be alive, if you know what I mean.
I only found out about that, what you just said recently about you count how many seconds and then that's how many miles it is or whatever.
Yeah.
But I found out about that from Obsidian, that horror game. When the guy's like, oh, I can hear the lightning. If we count how many times it is, we can break the window when the lightning strikes out. Which was quite clever.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I didn't know until I saw it on that game.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything we wanted to talk about.
Are you sure about that?
Well, what else is there?
I don't know. I'm just... Well, so basically covered everything until the next episode we do.
Well, yes, what else is there? Since you said, are you sure about it? Is there anything you want to discuss? There was one question that I had from someone, if I could find it.
When was this?
A few days ago.
Okay, can I look at the question without reading out, please?
No. I need to find it. We could get through it quickly.
Okay, let me...
Would you ever date someone with the same name, as in your case, as your dad? So what's your dad's name?
Alistair. Oh my God.
So would you ever date someone with the same name as your dad?
No.
Why?
Because that name is like 1960s name. No one has a... This is the 21st century. No one has a 60s name.
Your dad does.
I mean, I don't care. No, so I wouldn't... So who asked that? You don't know.
I don't know. It was...
Everyone comes in like... Well, right, guys, when you ask your questions, please, we like to know your names. Only your first names, don't worry.
We won't give them out.
We'll
just say it's from Jonathan.
From Jonathan or something.
For instance.
Or Johnny or...
Johnson.
Johnson. I don't know why we're saying these names.
Or Joseph.
Or Jojo. Or Mojo. Jane. Oh, God, I'm going to that Simpsons episode now. The monkey,
In my case, would I date someone with the same name as my mum? No. Simple reason being, it's just weird and very weird. if my mum wasn't with me, like, not with this earth, maybe, because...
You didn't hear that, did you?
No, I didn't hear that.
Because...
But, man, I wouldn't, to be honest. Not just for, because of the, oh, it's a 1960s name or whatever. I just wouldn't. Unless it's her middle name, then that's different, because no one cares.
Okay, yeah.
Lindsay. As in, like, if my mum's first name was my girlfriend's middle name, I wouldn't care. Because that's just like, oh, funny coincidence. Oh, you have to say middle name as my mom's first name. Like, that could be okay, but not first names the same.
No, that would just be weird, I think.
And before we...
Yeah, I still keep coming in with your questions. Any questions to do with Brexit, the election, random weird questions like you just did now, we like that. I mean, keep emailing us. I mean, we may
or
not...
advice
we may,
if you want any.
If any advice on about personal life, mental health, work. I'm trying to think if you have any work issues, bring them on in.
And any depression stuff you want to get out. Like, it does help. If you don't want to talk to your parents or whatever, you can talk to us.
Yep. I mean, I feel like I've been there.
Exactly. Hannah's been there.
I mean, when it comes to going to work... And you're like, I can't be arsed. I just want to curl up in a ball and say nothing. That's what I felt like when I came to work. I was like, ugh.
Anyway, before we go, one more announcement, which I did forget. I was supposed to say in the beginning, but I'm going to say now. I think I said in the last episode or the one before that, but now I have all the stats and details. So we are, we are in six different places now.
Mm-hmm.
We are Spotify, which we always have been since more or less the beginning.
What's that?
Podbean.
Oh, Podbean, yeah.
Which
Podbean.
We have been.
We've been getting followers left, right and centre. I mean, that's brilliant. I mean,
yeah.
I've noticed that when it comes to listening to podcasts, audiobooks, you name it, it's Podbean. Like, it's popular. I mean, it's good. It's brilliant.
And we've been with them since near the beginning.
Beginning, yeah.
Apple, forget listen. I've been
Apple.
Trying
yeah.
so hard, but... Apple would just... You know what it is? I think because Apple would know I hate them. And
yeah.
I just hate their products.
I mean, see, I think when I first Apple come out, I was like, oh, Apple, blah, blah, blah. And when I heard that, some... Ow.
Listen, shout out Samsung.
I need to take these hoops off before I come rip my ear off.
Samsung are the guys. Forget
yeah,
Apple.
Yeah, Samsung are the guys.
Apple, we don't need you, yeah? We can make it on our own.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we are on Spotify, which is one of the main ones. Podbean, uh-huh. which is pretty much the one that started us.
Uh-huh.
Something called Breaker.
Breaker.
If you listen to Breaker, be sure to search us up. We
mm-hmm.
are called Next Talk For Real Podcast. We have a nice new logo now as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Google Podcasts, which is, I think that's quite high up there.
Oh, yeah, Google. Because Google's like...
pretty
every
high
day.
Up there.
Yeah.
So if you do listen to Google Podcast, then be sure to check us out on there. We are also on
Radio Public. What's Radio Public? Is that we're on the radio something?
I have no idea.
Oh my god, that'd be weird. And then you just suddenly imagine me in the car and I can hear myself. What the... Oh my god, I'm on the radio.
I doubt it. But
I doubt,
if
yeah,
you
imagine
do
that.
Listen to Radio Public, if that's some sort of app or an actual radio, whatever, be sure to look us up.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
yep,
Spotify
and copy
and
what?
Anchor. We are also on.
Oh yeah, Anchor. That's really.
Which through Anchor, because of Anchor, we are on all these places now as well. So shout out to Anchor. It's a free podcasting streaming service where
mm-hmm.
you can just, if you're on the, let's say we was on Podbean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find out what your RSS code is. Once you have that, copy it onto Anchor.
Mm.
And Anchor keeps the data of all your previous episodes you uploaded onto Anchor. And Anchor will help you go, right, I'm going to get you here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you onto Breaker. I'm going to get you onto Radio Public. I'm going to get you onto Google Podcasts. I'm going to get you onto
Breaker.
Onto Spotify. I'm going to get you onto Apple. Oh, wait. Okay, forget Apple. But I'll get you onto everywhere else.
At least they tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least they tried.
Funny. Yeah.
But yeah, gonna wrap it up there, guys. Yeah. Good to be back with a band. Until the next month, see ya.
See ya.